Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be.
Welcome back.
I have my main man here with me, G, my 13-year-old son, and he's incredible. And today we're going to talk about motivation to take care of your body, motivation to work out. It is hard to find it, especially when you're busy, you've got responsibilities, school,
homework.
How do you get that motivation to want to get up off the couch and turn off your favorite show and torture yourself for 30 to 45 minutes, right? How do you find that motivation? Well, we've had a unique life, as well as Gunner has, and he's had a front row seat to seeing somebody fight for their life and for their health. So Gunner's going to give you a little background on his perspective and his dad that passed away from cancer and how it's affected him and his choices in his life. So Gunner, go ahead and give him a little background on your dad and the age he was and stuff like that when his first had cancer.
So my dad, the wonderful Clinton George Bauer, one of the best people I've ever known, he went on a mission when he was 19. And on his mission, a few months in, he didn't feel so good. He just wasn't really feeling up to doing the things that he promised he would on his mission.
Or that he knew he could do. Physically, he was so tired. So he was actually out of the country. Where was he serving?
He was in Brazil.
Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. He wasn't feeling good. He had to come home in the middle of the day and take a nap. And they went to the doctors. And he's been out about, I think it was 6 or 8 months. And in his broken Portuguese that he didn't fully grasp, he went to the doctors. And Gunner, go ahead and take it from there. What happened?
He went to the doctors and they took x-rays, and when he got it back, he said, "You have a tumor on your right hip." And so my dad flew back to America and got surgery on his hip, his right hip crest.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to surgically remove it, hip crest, and reattach. With the tumor.
Yeah, and reattach all the muscles from his back to his side. So he had a little swagger, I like to call it. He had a little hitch in his step, a little limp that was his sexy swagger. But he had 6 months of rehab. He was in the hospital for 2 weeks and brutal rehab. And then he started his very first job 6 months out of recovery.
With him getting cancer, he lost his scholarship to play at BYU Idaho for baseball.
Yeah.
He could barely physically do cardio because his right hip was gone.
Yeah.
He just couldn't do it.
Yeah, the crest of his right hip. And he was all-state football, all-state baseball. And like Gunner said, he had a full-ride scholarship for school to play baseball. And he couldn't do it. He lost it. His health prevented him from doing that. Cancer stole that away.
As I grew up, he always taught me that you need to work hard at what you do. You need to try to do the best you can at anything you ever do. You need to be thankful for the healthy body that you have, because people like him don't have a healthy body that want to go play football or go run a mile or run marathons or just do simple everyday things, because it's harder for them because they're physically challenged.
Yeah, and we often take that for granted. Right? When you're healthy and you just don't want to get your butt off the couch, it's like, I don't want to do it. But when you see somebody who'd give anything to be able to do that, it changes your perspective, changes your heart, changes you forever. Right? So I wanted to go over, here we were, I was 8 months out from having a newborn baby when we found out Clint's cancer came back after 11 years. Here I am, 8 months out, right? So I'm chunky, And not only am I chunky, now my whole life has been turned upside down. So here I am, a caretaker of a spouse that's not working and has been through major surgery after surgery and countless doctor's appointments. And I am, you know, doing everything that us moms do, right? Cooking, cleaning, trying to be positive all the time and keep him in a good mind space. But inside, I hated myself. Like I looked in the mirror and somebody sent me a photo. I remember I think it was Niska's baptism photos. We went and got like a little family picture taken and I got the picture back and I was like mortified. You think you don't look that bad, but you know, when you get a picture from somebody or you look at a picture and you look at it and you're like, what? Is that really what I look like? Oh my gosh, no. Like I saw that and I wanted to like bury it and never see that photo again. I couldn't even believe it. I was disgusted with myself. I was depressed and I took my problems to the Lord. And I remember just praying like, Heavenly Father, what am I going to do? Please help me. Like, what am I going to do? How am I going to be able to balance my life? The thoughts that came to my mind was work out 5 days a week. That was this overwhelming thought that came to my mind over and over again. So I was like, oh my gosh, okay. So I sat down with Clint and I laid out my plan, and I am not a morning person at all. And so it would have been like in the evenings at our local gym, they had classes. And so I said, hey, you know, I would love to do this. It would be these nights a week. And then on Saturdays, it wouldn't be in the evening. And of course, Clint was like my number one cheerleader, number one fan that was like, yeah, absolutely. I'll totally support you. I love that idea. You know, I'm so proud of you. And so I started at the gym and it took like seriously 6 months before somebody was like, oh, hey, have you been working out? It looks like you've lost some weight. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, yes, I have been like working my butt off for 6 months. And I'm glad you could notice. Like I don't lose weight easy. Like I have a sister, same mom, same dad, went to the same gym. And like one of my legs is this whole size of her. And she's my older sister, Katrina. And oh my gosh, she is just like a supermodel, tiny, skinny, blonde, olive skin, blue eyes, gorgeous, and this tiny little thing, and here I am in a workout class, and people are like, what, your sisters? No way. And I'm like, yeah, I'm the fat one, you know, like, oh my gosh. So still staying consistent though, right? And following through the plan of just trying to work out. And then the more, about six to eight months into that, and I started losing the weight and I just felt more balanced in my life because right when you eat better, I'm sorry, when you work out, you want to eat better, right? So it just balanced everything in my life. And you know, when you work out, it releases endorphins. There's so many positive side effects to working out for your psyche, plus not only for your health. As I was losing that weight, then just going to the gym, I was like, okay, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for answering my prayer and helping me stay committed and having that support at home helped me stay committed. One day, I remember it, Clint was recovering from one of his many surgeries and he was laying in the bed next to me. And I got a text from our cute bishop and he was just like, hey, do you need anything? And I looked over to Clint and I said, what's up? The bishop wants to know if you need anything. And the bishop, if you don't know, he's an ecclesiastical leader. So like a priest and or a preacher, you know. And so he said, so I relayed what his text was to Clint. And Clint looked at me and said, yeah, a body transplant. And I'm like, so I texted him right back. Yep. Clint said he would like a body transplant. And the bishop replied back, well, what kind of body would he like? And, you know, instantly my eyes go to like Thor and his rippling muscles and abs, right? And Clint looks over at me and he goes, a 400-pound fat guy. And I looked at Clint and my eyes got all big and he goes, hey, if someone's healthy, then at least I got something I can work with. I can get the weight off. And so I texted my bishop that, and he goes, and I said, hey, wait, shouldn't I be the one to pick whose body we transplant? And my bishop started laughing on text. Yeah. I should have asked you first, actually. And I'm like, yeah, Clint said he wants a 400-pound fat guy, but I would prefer Thor, please. But that day was a defining moment in my life where I looked at him and I realized, oh my gosh. So here's somebody who, instead of wanting something handed to them that is already in great shape, he wanted a challenge. He wanted an incredibly hard challenge, but healthy. And I thought, oh my gosh, if he could do that and honestly would want to work with a 400-pound body and would give anything in the state he was in to give that cancer away, to have that challenge of all that weight, I just was blown away. And it was a defining moment in my life where I was like, oh my gosh, I'm sitting next to greatness and I need to rise up and take hold of my life and my health and appreciate what I have, because he would work his butt off all for a healthy body. And here I am sitting next to him complaining sometimes that I have to go to the gym and how hard it is. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I am a butt, you know, like, it just clicked. You know, those moments in life where it's like, aha. And that to me was a total aha moment. So we wanted to lay out for you three things that could help motivate you to take care of your body. And number one is find your motivation. Find what makes you feel blessed to realize you have a healthy body. Do you have a family member? Do you have a friend? Do you have somebody going through something physically hard? Are they physically challenged to where they can't do what your body is so blessed to be able to do that we take for granted? So number one, put them in your mind and do it for them, because if they could, they would. Clint would have been the first one getting up and running to the gym and doing anything he could do to take care of his body, but he just couldn't. And to see that frustration and that love that he had for taking care of his body being taken away from him, it really motivated me. And when he said a 400-pound fat guy, I was like, oh my gosh, he is not afraid of a challenge. All he wished for was a healthy body. I know helped my kids appreciate that our healthy bodies are gifts. And Gunner, I know that that's stuck out to you. So how has that motivated you in your life, seeing him go through that?
It's motivated me because through just seeing how badly he wanted to do things that I thought were, yeah, I could do that if I wanted, but I don't want to because it's hard. That's what I thought. That was my mindset. And now I look back and I think, I wish I could have given my body to him and let him do what he wanted. But the way that he's really motivated me is to be a better person.
Yeah, he's amazing, and you're amazing, Gunner. And that is our motivation. So once I got that in my mind, let me preface this by saying I hated to run, okay? I wasn't somebody who did track in school. I did not like to go around the track. I didn't like to run. If I ran, I was being chased. That was it. Like, I hated to run, okay? Clint said, you know, well, why don't you start to run? Maybe you'll like that and get outside, because we live in Utah and it's so beautiful in the summer times. Instead, you know, just to kind of change up my routine after I'd been working out like 6 or 8 months. And so then I got a running belt with some cute little water bottles that go in there. And Clint made me the cutest little running playlist. And then I got this app called Map My Run. And I loved it because if I wouldn't have had that app, I wouldn't have continued to run. Because I saw my progress, right? Like, oh my gosh, I did a mile in 18 minutes. That is so cool. Wait, no, I suck. 18 minutes is horrible. And then the next time I ran, it was like a walk run, right? I did it in 17 minutes. And I was like, yes, I'm improving. I'm getting better. And as I mapped that run and stayed consistent with that, then I noticed I just got faster and faster. And I wanted Gunner to share that he had this really awesome scripture that goes to our number two. So number one is motivation. What are you going to do to motivate yourself? Who motivates you to be realizing you have a healthy body? Number two is
be diligent.
Be diligent, okay? And we have an excellent scripture that goes along with that. So Gunnar, would you share that with everybody?
So this is in the Book of Mormon, which is like a study book for people of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And just in case you were wondering, it's Mosiah chapter 4, verse 27. And it says, "And see that all these things are done in wisdom and order, for it is not
requisite
that a man should run faster than he has strength. And again, it is expedient that he should be diligent, that thereby he might win the prize. Therefore, all things must be done in order."
Okay, I love that scripture, because it's like, are you going to get out there and go ahead and run a 7-minute mile when you get off the couch and you go outside? No. God doesn't ask you to run faster than you can. But I loved there that he said, be diligent. Be diligent. And as you're diligent with your health, you'll see the progress. You'll see the improvement. Like, I thought there was no way I could hit a 3-mile run. And when I did 3 miles, like, I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe it. That's so awesome. I was so proud of myself. And then my amazing cute brother Jeremy was like, hey, you want to do a half marathon with me? The South Jordan half marathon? And I was like, haha, yeah, right. You know, and Clint is like, oh, you know, I bet you could totally do that. And I was like, oh my gosh, no. So guess what? Because I had, number one, a motivation, I knew that I could do it. I knew I could run because Clint can't. That's what I knew. Gunner, you want to share something?
Yeah, so I actually didn't know exactly what diligent meant. So I searched it up, and it means, the definition of diligent means having or showing care and conscientious in one's work or duties. And I thought that makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah, now that you know the exact definition of it. Mm-hmm. So if we're consistent, then we can accomplish great things. And it goes back to that awesome scripture too, right? By small and simple things are great things brought to pass. So by those 20-minute workouts, by those 30-minute workouts, several times a week, you'll build strength, you'll build improvement, you'll build up. And so I enrolled a couple girlfriends. So if you have some awesome friends that are in your life that want to join you, I had some amazing neighbor ladies that I ran with, and my brother, right, who signed me up for the half marathon, and I think I had 3 months, and so I put my nose to the grind and did my little map my run and went online to look at a beginner's half marathon running schedule for 3 months, and me and my cute friend Lori and Angela, like, we did a 3-day-a-week running plan. So for me, it's like, I don't want to be out there every day, but 3 days a week, I could do 3 days a week. So we did that. And then, so here I was hating to run, but number one, I had a motivation. I had a motivation. If Clint could run, he would. So I could run for Clint. Number two, I was diligent. I stayed consistent, and I went on to finish that half marathon. And I'm serious. When I was running that half marathon, I had my headphones. I was by myself because my brother blew past me, which was fine. I don't want to race anybody. I just want to do it because I could do it. My body was healthy enough to do it. I was like the happiest runner that day. I had the biggest smile on my face while I ran. And I sang. Clint had the amazing playlist that he made for me. I sang at the top of my lungs and I ran my butt off, and I finished, when I crossed that finish line and there was Clint and my three babies, like, I just broke down and cried because I was so proud of myself that I finished. I was so sad that Clint couldn't run, and I was so grateful that I had a body that was healthy enough to run, and that forever was one of those moments that helped change my life. And then I went on after that to run 2 full marathons. And of course, who was at the finish line each time? Just like, I know he'll be at the finish line the end of this life when I finish my life's marathon, right? And Number three is realizing what are the steps to start. If you are at ground zero and you are miserable and you don't have a workout plan, number one, find a motivation. Be grateful. Number two, Gunner, be
diligent.
Number three is realizing our body is a gift. It is a literal gift, and it's the only one you have. Like, we need to try to eat healthy and take care of our bodies because we are so blessed. We are so blessed to have healthy bodies. If you have a healthy body, you are so lucky. Because if you are around anybody that doesn't have their health and has any kind of limitations or disabilities, it makes you realize how extremely blessed you are to be able to get up off your couch, use both your hands, walk without having a limp or a device near the end of his life. We seriously hiked Donut Falls with Clint. And here he is, an oxygen pack, a tank on his back in a backpack, and walking with his cane up, I think it ended up being like a 3-mile hike, and just sweating profusely the whole time, but never complained, and completed the hike there and back. And it, when you see somebody have to fight to just walk, it changes you. It forever changes you, and it makes you realize, oh my gosh, we are so blessed. So we wanted to share with you this week, just motivate you. I know we just got out of January, now we're in February. Any time in your life, you can do this. Believe in yourself. And if you don't believe in yourself, go to God, because God believes in you. And you can do hard things. You can do hard things because our bodies are gifts, and we're not by ourselves. We're not in this alone. We have our Savior, Jesus Christ, who's there for us, and our loving Heavenly Father, who can help give us strength and dedication if we turn our concerns to Him, no matter what it is. If this week is not a very spiritual topic as far as working out goes, but if you care about it, God cares about it. So if it matters to you, it matters to Him. And if you go to Him, I testify and I promise that He will give you thoughts, ideas, and direction on what to do to better enhance your life. Give Him the opportunity. Go to Him and ask Him and see what He gives you back and how He's going to help direct and guide you. Give you that personal revelation in your life. What does God want to help you with? If you want Him to help you, He wants to help you with everything in your life if you ask Him. And I'm so grateful for that, and that those experiences helped frame my life and who I am today and why I work out and things that I do, because I realize what a great blessing our body is. Gunner, would you like to add anything else? He's shedding some tears over here. What was that about? What are you thinking? What you thinking about?
Just Dad.
Dad. Yeah, he was an awesome, amazing man. Great example. Forever change you in the course of your life and all your choices because of him and the example that he set for you. You'll be able to share that with your children and help you be an amazing man, because you already are. And I love you. So, even if your big girl pants are getting kind of tight, we need to put on our stretchy pants that are big girl pants and take care of our bodies and be so grateful for that. So, we love you guys. Thanks for listening. You can email us if you have any questions or anything you want us to talk about, smilethroughyourtrial@gmail.com, or you can go to our website, which is
PutOnYourBigGirlPants.com.
PutOnYourBigGirlPants.com. We love you, and you can do this with God by your side. You can do anything that you put your mind to that is important to you. And we hope that you will realize this week that your body's a gift and you'll want to take care of it. And be motivated, be diligent, and be grateful.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.